Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
While watching Bulbul, I realized that Clean Slate Films, the production house headed by Anushka and Karnesh Sharma, is actually carefully cultivating a new subgenre in Hindi cinema, the feminist supernatural film. After Filori and Pari, we have Bulbul, which is the story of a churel. These films upend traditional ideas of what constitutes evil and what is scary. The horror isn't a ghost or a witch lurking in the forest. It's the systemic oppression of women and the brutality inflicted on them by men. Women break these shackles by becoming something other than natural. Their spirit cannot be contained. As her name suggests, Bulbul was always meant to be amongst the trees. We first see her as a little girl sitting on a branch in bridal finery. The film starts in 1881 and is set in the Bengal Presidency. Bulbul is about to be married to a much older man. When she asks her aunt why she needs to wear a toe ring, her aunt explains that there's a nerve in the toe that needs to be pressed, otherwise the girl will fly away. Of course, it's going to take more than that to control Bulbul. The film then moves 20 years ahead when she's a grown woman commanding the Haveli. Her brother-in-law Satya returns after 5 years, and slowly we unravel the mystery of Bulbul and why men in the area are dying with such alarming consistency. Bulbul is the directorial debut of Anvita Dutt, who's also written the story. Anvita is a well-known writer and lyricist. Among other films, she's written the dialogue for Pari and Queen. With Bulbul, she reveals her keen eye for beauty. The film, shot by Siddharth Diwan, is visually sumptuous. Red, which symbolizes celebration, fertility and anger, is the dominant color motif, starting with the opening credits, which play out against lush red flowers. We see red on Bulbul's feet, which have been immersed in alta. Key scenes, including the climax, are bathed in red hues. Even the moon turns red. And of course, red is in the blood that's being spilt. The violence is in sharp contrast to the film's aesthetics, which have been inspired by the paintings of Raja Ravi Verma. The looming Haveli, the ornate saris and jewellery, the exquisite interiors echo Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Devdas. Like Devdas and Paro in that film, Bulbul and Satya are childhood friends who part because he's sent away. Satya also goes to study law in London. Through childhood to adulthood, Satya has been Bulbul's confidant and creative partner. They write a book together. In Filori, Shashi, the character played by Anushka Sharma, was also a writer. Clearly, Anvita is interested in the inner lives of creative women. But the relationship between Satya and Bulbul can only wreak havoc because she's married to his older brother, Indraneel, who also has a twin, Mahendra, both played by Rahul Bose. Bulbul is a film about the cruelties of men and the compromises that society forces women to make. But it's set up as a spooky grandma's tale. Anvita, Siddharth, production designer Meenal Agarwal, composer Amit Trivedi set up the atmospherics effectively. We get the persistent fog, the eerie sounds of the dense forest, the horse carriages in which no one can feel safe. The characters and their relationships are also etched with care. The most intriguing is Binodni, Mahendra's wife played by the beauteous Pauli Dam. Binodni is wily, she's provocative and political, but Anvita gives her depth, showing us in one scene what her compulsions are. All the women are prisoners, which is why Binodini tells Bulbul in hushed tones, "Badi haveliyon mein bade raaz hote hain." The actors deliver assured performances. Tripti Dimri as Bulbul seamlessly moves from being a vulnerable girl to a woman who revels in her strength. I hope though someday we can move away from the cliche that a woman with spine will necessarily drink and smoke. It's nice to see Tripti reunited with her Leela Majnu co-star Avinash Tiwari. Avinash's role is the most standard one here, but he infuses it with sincerity. Paramrata Chattopadhyay is reliably good as the local doctor, and Rahul delivers strong performances as the twins, one who has a glimmer of a conscience and the other who doesn't. Bulbul has enough to admire, but ultimately Anvita trips on her own writing. The care with which the characters and the setting has been detailed doesn't extend to the plot. The narrative begins with the promise of layers, which we see in a character like Binodini, but it slowly flattens out and becomes one note. Especially some of the male characters were there only to be murdered. The messaging overpowers the storytelling, which deflates the grip of the film. And inevitably, in the climax, Bulbul falls into that silly space that supernatural films often do. The action doesn't adhere to the internal logic of the film. Can a Chudail really get hurt by a bullet? The special effects are efficiently done, but when you start asking these questions, the spell is broken. Bulbul doesn't coalesce into the fiery tale you really hope it'll become, but Anvita is a director with craft and ambition, and that's always exciting. You can see Bulbul on Netflix.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.